Thank you, Randy. Only 3 days to a brand new year. My question for all of you is this: how are you going to improve your life in 2009? I picked up a copy of U.S. News and World Report, and the cover story is 50 ways to improve your life in 2009. One of the ways they suggest is to investigate tales of Edgar Allan Poe. Be a micro blogger. Do a crossword puzzle. Watch TV free online. Here's a good one. Choose Obama stocks. Spread tolerance. Learn to play bridge. Play music video games. Read the book before you go to the movie. Well, I can't give you 50 ways to improve your life in 2009, but I can give you 5 ways. One is to make a paradigm shift. Stop seeing prayer as merely a means of obtaining your requests. Start seeing prayer as a means of enjoying the riches of a relationship with God. 2, confess your sins daily. Every single prayer, including the Lord's Prayer, will bounce right off the ceiling if there's unforgiveness in your heart, which is precisely why Jesus ended his public sermon on prayer with the words, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." 3, get into the Bible. God's will is revealed in his word. Thus, the only way you can know his will is to know his word. The more we meditate upon God's word, the clearer his voice will be as we daily commune with him in prayer. 4, discover your secret place. The secret to prayer is secret prayer. Your public presence is a direct reflection of your private prayer life. If you spend time in the secret place, you will exude peace in the midst of life's storms. If you don't, you'll be a poster child for busyanity as opposed to Christianity. And 5, make prayer a priority. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. As Jesus put it, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice or applies them is like a wise man who built his house on a rock." My experience in teaching memory for over 2 decades demonstrates that if you faithfully practice a new discipline for 21 days, it may well stay with you for the rest of your life. Well, it certainly is my prayer that 2009 will be a banner year in your life as you prepare yourself for a brand new life with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have had the experience over the last year of having some people in our home who are very elderly. And once they were able to lead themselves, walk, drive, and now someone else leads them by the hand. Their eyes grow dim. Their memory falters. Their world becomes smaller and smaller. But if you have Jesus Christ in your life, if you've built a relationship with him over all the years, the best is yet to come. Because one day you will have perfect eyesight again, and you will live in a new heaven and a new earth in which dwells righteousness. Christianity doesn't give us a peaceful way to come to terms with death. It gives us something far greater, a way to overcome death through the power of Christ's resurrection. Well, happy new year, 3 days and counting, and we'll be off and running in 2009.